Listening to Enemy Combatant Radio. This is Pod with you from SF, and Jesse's in here to give us some breaking news.
Okay, here's some breaking news from the Sacramento event here in WTO. Now the time is, what time do we have now here? 9:16. At 15th and K, cops have pulled over a bunch of Black Bloc members who are in a Ford F-150 and are conducting an illegal search and seizure. And there are members of the legal collective and observers dispatched to that location at 15th and K. Again, 15th and K, cops pulled over some Black Bloc members, Ford F-150, and they're conducting an illegal search and seizure at that location. And these people are just getting back who are, you know, have stayed this day and are, you know, getting a lot of trouble. So that's the breaking news.
Okay, well, just the call we just got in from the legal hotline folks were telling us to try to warn people to stay in groups at this point and not wander out alone, because they are beginning to harass people, and you know, so it's not too safe to be out there or walking out, you know, by yourself. So thanks for that report, Jesse. And this is a version of Enemy Combatant Radio coming to you from Sacramento. And if you are in the Bay Area and you want to give us a call, the number here is 916-470-6961. And thanks to the folks from the SF Kids who have gotten us somewhere on the front page, I think, of the SF Indie Media site, so that you know where to link to this broadcast that the Portland Indie Media folks have set up here, and a very unusual studio. It feels a little like a sauna, but a beautiful space nonetheless, and really happy to be able to jump in here and do the Enemy Combatant Radio live and remote. So stay tuned with us, and we'll see what news we can relay to you.
How could you communicate with the future? night. I'm going to give you a little story time. This is called Biotech Wars, Food Freedom versus Food Slavery. It's by Vandava Shiva, and it's off ZNet, June 15th, 2003. Monsanto, through the U.S. government, is trying desperately to reverse its failing fortunes by creating markets for genetically engineered crops through coercion and corruption. The EU, the European Union, has not yet cleared GM crops for commercial planting of or GM food for imports. Brazil has had a ban on GM crops, and India has not yet cleared GM food crops and has stopped the spread of genetically engineered BT cotton to northern India after its dismal performance in southern India in the first season of commercial planting in 2002. European Union, Brazil, and India are all under attack, overtly and covertly, for not rushing into adopting genetically engineered crops without caution and ensuring biosafety. The U.S. has threatened to initiate a dispute against the European Union and the WTO for not importing genetically modified foods. The U.S. Trade Representative, Mr. Zulek, was in Brazil at the end of May to force Brazil to remove the ban on GM crops. The U.S. Secretary of State tried to bully Southern African countries to the Earth Summit in Johannesburg to accept GM food, but Zambia refused to be bullied. In India, the U.S. Embassy tried to pressurize the Ministry of Environment through the Prime Minister's office to clear imports of GM corn. But a major mobilization of women's groups, organized as the National Alliance of Women for Food Rights, under the movement of Diverse Women for Diversity, was successful in sending back two shiploads of 10,000 tons of GM corn. Since then, the chairman of the Genetic Engineering Approval Committee, which rejected GM crops and imports, has been removed, and the agricultural ministry has been changed. Free people with free information are saying no to genetically engineered food for both ecological and health reasons. However, genetic engineering is being imposed on the world by a handful of global corporations with the backing of one powerful government. Commercial crops produced through genetic engineering are not producing more food, nor are they reducing the use of chemicals. While the hunger argument is the most frequently used argument to promote and push genetic engineering, GMOs have more to do with corporate hunger for profits than the poor people's hunger for food. As a news item in the International Herald Tribune of May 29, 2003, titled "Biotech War Recast as Hunger Issue," reported, President George W. Bush is framing his attack on European resistance to genetically modified crops as a part of a campaign against world hunger. I'm going to read that one more time for you. President George W. Bush is framing his attack on European resistance to genetically modified crops as a part of a campaign against world hunger. Okay, let's go on with this one. Bush and his aides are making an emotional plea saying the administration's stance is part of a fight against world hunger. In a speech last week, he accused Europe of hindering the great cause of ending hunger in Africa with its ban on genetically modified crops. Okay. The technology of genetic engineering is not about overcoming food scarcity, but about creating monopolies over food and seed, the first link in the chain, and over life itself. After having pressurized Lula's government in Brazil to temporarily remove the ban on GMOs, Monsanto is now claiming royalties for genes in the Roundup-resistant soya crops, showing once again that profits through royalty collection are the real objective of spreading GM crops. India has been forced to change its patent laws under TRIPS, and the main beneficiary of the Second Amendment to India's Patent Act of 1970 are biotech corporations like Monsanto, seeking patents on genetically engineered crops. Patents also criminalize and make illegal the human work of life's reproduction. When seeds are patented, farmers exercising their freedom and performing their duty of saving and exchanging seeds are treated as intellectual property thieves. This can reach absurd limits, as in the case of Percy Schmeiser, whose canola field was polluted by Monsanto's Roundup-resistant canola. And instead of Monsanto compensating Percy for pollution on the polluter pays principle, Monsanto sued him for $200,000 for theft of their genes. Monsanto uses detective agencies and police to track farmers and their crops. Patents imply policed states. Genetic engineering is not merely causing genetic pollution of biodiversity and creating bioimperialism, monopolies over life itself. It is also causing knowledge pollution by undermining independent science and promoting pseudoscience. It is leading to monopolies over knowledge and information. The victimization of Dr. Apad Puzai, who showed the health risks of GM potatoes, and Dr. Ignacio Chapela, who showed that corn had been contaminated in the Center of Diversity in Mexico, are examples of the intolerance of a corporate-controlled scientific system for real science. The fabrication of data by Monsanto on BT cotton India is an example of the promotion of an unnecessary, untested, hazardous technology through pseudoscience. While yields of GM cotton fell by 80% and farmers had losses of nearly ₹6,000 an acre, Monsanto used Martin Quaim, University of Bonn, and David Zilberman, University of California, Berkeley, to publish an article in Science to claim that yields of BT cotton increased by 80%. Quaim and Zilberman published the paper on the basis of data provided by Monsanto from Monsanto's trials, not on the basis of the harvest from farmers' fields in the first year of commercial plantings. The fabricated data that represents a failure of BT cotton as a miracle hides the fact that non-target insects and diseases increased 250 to 300%. Cost of seeds were 300% more, and quantity and quality of cotton was low. This is why on April 25, 2003, the Genetic Engineering Approval Committee, GEAC, of the Government of India did not give clearance to Monsanto to sell BT cotton seeds in northern India. The false claims of Monsanto were also proved with the total failure of hybrid maize in the state of Bihar and a blacklisting of the company by the government. In Rajasthan, Monsanto gave itself an award for miracle yields. While the brochures claimed 50 to 90 Q an acre, farmers harvested only 7 Q an acre, 90% lower than the promise. Farmers of the Udaipur district of Rajasthan have started a campaign to boycott Monsanto seeds. Reports of these failures do not reach the international level because Monsanto relations, as it is attempting to control governments. Our crops are being polluted, our food contaminated, our scientific research and regulatory agencies threatened and corrupted. This is the context in which the Biotech Conference for Agricultural Ministers in Sacramento, California, hosted by Ann Veneman, the U.S. Secretary for Agriculture, is taking place. and Veneman used to head AgroCetas, a subsidiary of Monsanto. The Brazilian Agricultural Ministry is held captive by Monsanto. The removal of India's agricultural minister, Ajit Singh, a few months before general elections, is to ensure that the threat to peasant survival under corporate control of agriculture is not put high on the agenda, and India's agricultural minister also comes under Monsanto cargo control. The first activity in which the new agricultural minister, Rajnath Singh, participated was a global seed conference organized by the biotech industry. Sustainability and science are being sacrificed for a reckless experiment with our biodiversity and food systems, which is pushing species and peasants to extinction. We need to re-embed technology and ecology and ethics to assure that the full ecological and social costs are taken into account. What is at stake is the evolution of nature and survival of people, our food sovereignty and food freedom, integrity of creation, and our food systems based on the evolutionary freedom of nature and the democratic freedoms of farmers and consumers. The choice before us is bioimperialism or biodemocracy. Will a few corporations have dictatorship over our governments, our knowledge, our information, our lives, and all life on the planet? Or will we as members of the Earth family liberate ourselves and all species from the prisons of patents and genetic engineering? We need to reclaim our food freedom and food sovereignty. Our movement in India seeks to defend our seed freedom, Bija Swaraj, and food freedom, Anna Swaraj, by defending our rights and refusing to cooperate with immoral and unjust laws, Bija Satyagraha. Sorry, I didn't say that right. We save and share our seeds. We boycott corporate seeds. We're creating patent-free, chemical-free, genetic engineering-free zones of agriculture to ensure our agriculture is free of corporate monopolies and chemical and genetic pollution. Our bread is our freedom. Our freedom will ensure our bread. And each of us has a duty to exercise bread freedom. Anna Swaraj, for the sake of the earth, for all species, and for ourselves and the generations to come. I'd like to thank Vandana Shiva for writing that. That is on ZNet if you want to check it out and read it for yourself. And that, of course, was titled Biotech Wars, Food Freedom versus Food Slavery.
Thanks for reading that, Sierra, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Enemy Combatant Radio here from Sacramento, broadcasting to you remotely, and all kinds of folks coming from all over the country and all around the world to protest the WTO here this week in Sacramento. And there was some information as she was reading making me think about the UC Davis campus not far from here, where one of the reasons the WTO is meeting is to show some of these delegates what's going on at a university here in California with biotech engineering and agricultural research. And it's not good, because the corporations have gotten into our universities and are controlling basically what is the corporate agenda happening on our university campuses. And today, as I was out in the protests today, and at one of the protests happening at a local community garden here that's about to be converted, they've been threatening for some years, and the battle's been going on to save this community garden from being turned into condominiums. I met some students who are here from UC Davis, and they are very unhappy with what's going on with the corporate agenda in their university and the kinds of biotech agenda going on at UC Davis. And so I recommend looking into that and finding out what sorts of research is happening at UC Davis in terms of, I don't know, what kind of Monsanto influence is going on there, what other, maybe Cargill or all these other corporations that have their agenda to take over the food supplies of the world. And very important issues going down here in Sacramento, and it's very beautiful to see all the people coming out to express themselves. And today saw lots of colors and lots of banners and all sorts of forms of expression to show their outrage and their hope for something better in terms of feeding the world, and the claims that this is all going to be something that's going to better the world hunger. It's not. It's all about corporate control of the food supply. And so people are coming together here in Sacramento to protest and to try to steer things differently. And that's what we're here to discuss tonight on Enemy Combatant Radio. And our phone number here at the Sacramento Center is 916-470-6961. And feel free to give us a call. We can't take a bunch of calls in at a time, so if you don't get in right away, just try back and see if we can get you. And I'm sorry? Oh, so we have an update here, and let's see what's going on.
Hello. I just wanted to let everyone know that the truck that was stopped at 15th and K, it turns out it was actually a Food Not Bombs truck with food inside. The truck has been impounded. Everyone has been released. They cited the driver for an expired driver's license and no registration. Don't know about the no registration, but the expired license was definitely false. So they could get their truck back tonight if they ante up a lot of money and the food is inside. Just wanted to let you all know that. Thanks.
So let me just take this call and I'll be right back. You're listening to Enemy Combatant Radio from Sacramento.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. Or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone. The good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, free and beautiful, free and beautiful, free and beautiful. Yeah.
bondage with which they bind us. A boundless country will be opened up, new continents will be discovered, and Thule will be no longer the most distant land. I would like to be the man to discover these new continents, Your Majesty.
Do these continents really exist?
I'm sure they do, Your Majesty. While I'm on my way to India, I will discover them. I shall plant the Spanish flag on these new lands. I shall convert the heathens to Christianity to the greater glory of Spain. If you give me the ships, Your Majesty, I will bring you back whole kingdom.
The chance is too good to lose, Your Majesty.
I would have to find ships and provide them with crews. It would be an expensive undertaking. What is your opinion, Señor Luis de Santangel?
I have every confidence in Señor Colón, Your Majesty. After all, it is possible that new lands will be discovered. Perhaps there will be gold and jewels.
I am not going to allow another state to get in before we do. I have your proposals before me, Señor Colón, and I accept the conditions you make. Would you read them out, please, Señor de Coloma?
Three ships and their crews will be handed over to Señor Colón, who will be given the rank of admiral. Señor Colón will be governor of all countries he may discover. Furthermore, he is granted the right to keep for himself a tenth part of all pearls, precious stones, gold, silver, and spices that may be found in the world.
This is the story of Bambi. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this.
You to transmit Plan R, R for Robert, to the wing.
Plan R for Robert.
Isn't that bad, sir?
Looks like it's pretty hairy.
Yes, sir. Plan R for Robert.
Now last, and possibly most important, I want all privately owned radios to be immediately impounded.
Yep.
They might be used to issue instructions to saboteurs. As I previously arranged, air police will have lists of all owners, and I want every single one of them collected without exception. After you've done that, report back to me.
Spectacular festival pageant of nighttime magic and imagination in thousands of sparkling lights and electro-synthomagnetic musical sounds. The Main Street Electrical Parade.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Terrorists. along with me. Let's get together in my comic
book. Let's talk to each other again.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come with me.
Oh, you. to me that nobody really gave the other point of view. And I think that they see it as part of a pattern. After all, it's only a few weeks ago that George Bush ordered the Palestinian president off the political historical stage, despite the fact that President Arafat's democratic credentials are rather more impressive than President Bush's. President Arafat didn't require his brother to rig the ballot anywhere to get him elected, or Supreme Court judges appointed by his own father to vote 4-3 to install him over the American population. So I think that people in Britain are watching Bush taking us over the cliff, and they're now rebelling. The opinion polls, including the government's own opinion polls, the Labour Party's internal polls, which they took in the week, showed a tremendous and growing majority against the war. My friend Seamus Milne, who's the comment editor of the Guardian newspaper, was telling me just an hour ago that he's been scouring London looking for someone who'll write a piece in favour of the war. So there's a tremendous consensus breaking out in Britain that this is a bad idea, and I think that Mr. Blair will have to take cognizance of it.
I wonder if that consensus is being kept out of the media in Britain the way it looks to be being kept out of the media here in the United States. I want to thank you both.
No,
go ahead.
In fact, I can tell you that the British media is pretty solidly against this war, including newspapers of the right, like the Daily Mail and Mail on Sunday group, for which I myself write, right across to the papers of the left, the Guardian, the Independent. The Daily Mirror, which is really, in a way, the Labour House Journal, a mass-selling 3 million copies a day, usually reliably pro-Labour newspaper, is practically every day beating the anti-war drum and drumming up support for the big demonstration we have coming up on the 28th of September in Trafalgar Square, which I predict now will be the biggest demonstration ever seen in British political history.
And you are listening to Enemy Combatant Radio live from Sacramento. And we are here to cover the WTO conference happening here for another 3 or 4 days until the 25th. And that was some of a panoptic radio collage that I may have played quite a bit on ECR in the past. And it's kind of an interesting switch to go from military-industrial complex to the takeover of our agriculture and food supply, but it seems like also a very parallel thing, the military-industrial complex and the corporate takeover of our food supply. And as you heard at the beginning of that track, the was something called Tailspinners for Children, and it was the Christopher Columbus story. Well, there's a parallel here because there's a colonization of life and life forms going on in many, many ways here with the biotech issues and the biotech story that we are here to protest in Sacramento with the WTO. There is a lot of energies going into trying to ban the patenting of life and the patenting of life forms, and that's something that is going on in the biotech world, the corporations trying to make profit from life and our commons, our life commons, and going into as far into this as the microbiology of life itself. And if you want to get more information about that, do recommend Vandana Shiva is an amazing writer on the subject, and Sierra was reading from her work a bit earlier if you're just tuning in, and I believe some of that information, well, she was reading an article that's up on ZNet and very specifically relating to the mobilization going on here in Sacramento. And Vandana Shiva is her name, amazing, amazing, powerful woman, to share that information with us. And something that's been printed out here, I believe it's from the SAC mobilization website, is the action goals and the action themes. And just read a little bit to put it all into context. And action themes are corporate greed, and to expose the corporate greed, decry the corporate plunder of the world's farms, fields, forests, and communities for profit. U.S. Empire Incorporated, denouncing the Bush Doctrine, resist government repression and military economic domination that destroys democracy and drives exploitative free trade, quote, free trade agreements, war and occupation. And Earth is an action theme promoting sane alternatives, revel in the beauty of biodiversity, embrace safe and sane food systems. Earlier today, I was out in a community garden here in Sacramento, and it was really beautiful to see this huge WTO story protest being brought into the local issues, where a place that has been used for over 30 years to feed the community, serve the homeless community here in Sacramento, has been under siege, and they've been trying to turn this property into condominiums. Well, it's all part of the struggle to reclaim our land, reclaim our commons. And so that happened this afternoon. There was a lockdown in this community garden, about 12 people surrounding an apricot tree there in this community garden, a beautiful space not so far from the downtown area. I believe it was just about five blocks or so from the convention center, from the site, so it was a very easy target, shall I say, for the protesters to move from where the WTO delegates were convening and take the march over to this community garden and show support for the local battle for this community garden to survive. And I believe those people are still locked down through the night, and want to give a big shout out of solidarity to them for putting themselves online like that to demonstrate to us here locally in Sacramento and globally the issues that are at stake here. And the last action theme on this list, we have Life, Affirming Freedom and Direct Democracy. Celebrate civil liberties and the right to raise our voices. Join the global chorus condemning the Sacramento ministerial. So those are the action themes, and I'll jump up above that is the action goals. Disrupt and denounce corporations and governments attempting to privatize the planet, monopolize the food supply, and control the world's people. We will call out the Sacramento Ministerial and Corporate Expo is as a stepping stone on the road to imposing corporate agribusiness all over the planet through unaccountable global institutions and agreements, including the WTO, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, CAFTA, and the Free Trade Area of the Americas, FTAA. Unveil the agenda of transnational corporations in the U.S. government to gain monopoly control over the global food supply, water supply, and the genetic building blocks of life itself by stealing from communities their right to grow food through patenting seeds, contaminating ecosystems with genetically engineered crops, privatizing water, and forcing pesticides and irradiated food on people worldwide. Expose connections between militarism, global economic agreements, and the wars at home and abroad by revealing and condemning the hand and glove of the New World Order, corporate globalization, and the U.S. empire. Link local and global justice movements opposing corporate-controlled globalization and the corporate takeover of food and ecosystems worldwide. Stand in solidarity with communities at home and abroad, especially the poor and people of color whose lives and ecosystems are polluted, plundered, and stolen by corporations in the name of profit. And finally, reclaim and transform our communities and the world by asserting our power to create socially just, directly democratic, ecological, equitable, and peaceful alternatives. These are the goals and themes for nonviolent direct action at the Sacramento Ministerial. And we are here live in Sacramento doing the Enemy Combatant Radio Show live for you. I am Pod with you, Pod P, for today and some of tomorrow, I believe. I'll be able to be here for a bit of tomorrow's broadcast. And great people here from Portland, Oregon, helping get all the radio stuff set up. Sierra's with us in the studio. Are you there?
Thank you, yes.
Hey, welcome.
Hi, I'd like to read a little piece right now that I composed. It's just kind of a little spoken word piece. This is the part where I'm supposed to use this tired cliche. America's the greatest country in the world. But... it's bullshit. It's a bullshit cliche. We use it based upon the misconception of technology. We have, according to the latest corporate media sources, the most technology and therefore the best country in the world. However, we don't have the best technology. Imagine a cell phone that could be used to surf the net, includes voice recognition, be used as a credit card, be used to burn CDs, and could play MP3s and CDRWs, be used as a car alarm, store keys, to be used instead of keys as a card swipe, and includes an active security system as well as the basic functions of a pocket planner, alarm clock, and a networking tool, can be used as a video camera, and has many other systems. Everything in one. And we're going to war for oil? I thought Americans were greedy, not foolish. All our technology is 5 to 10 years behind Asian countries. We go to war over drugs? We sell guns for drugs and drugs for guns, and we got Mrs. Joe Blow. Excuse me.
I just want to break in because we got a legal update. So hold on 1 second, and we'll get to that. Got to find the cable for that. Sierra, if you could just jump back in and see if I can get that going.
We sell guns for drugs and drugs for guns, and we got Mrs. Joe Blow starving with her kids in a trailer park home without running water or electricity in the mountains of America. And we are the richest country in the world because we got the best technology, according to corporate media sources, interviewing the president who killed Miss Joe Blow's lover in a war against terrorism.
Let's see if we can jump to the legal update.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hi, am I on the air now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so it's really hard. Are you all talking on the phone? I guess you've heard that all day today. Just a quick update from the legal folks. We have close to 20 people arrested now. Found out where they're being kept. They're about 45 minutes south of town in the town of Elk Grove at a branch facility called Rio Columnes. And Correction Facility. And there's some folks going from the Spokes Council meeting to head down there to do jail solidarity. And directions on how to get there are on the website, the Biotech IMC website. About a dozen of those people are doing jail solidarity and not giving their names. And about another half dozen or so need to get out for various reasons and are trying now to get out. People have been arrested mostly as individuals, and quite a number of people just sort of snatched out of the crowd. People have been arrested for ridiculous things, like a woman was given a misdemeanor for having a shovel in the back of her truck. A number of people have been arrested for having bandanas or respirators or gas masks at the protests, and a number of like failure to disperse type of arrests. Nobody at this point have we heard to having any felony charges. They're all misdemeanor charges.
Oh, and the lawyers just
mm-hmm. So are we still on here?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I guess the one other thing is we've got the lawyers down at the jail, and they're right now attempting to make contact with people. People were held in paddy wagons for as much as 3 hours before they finally got a chance to get to the jail, and they haven't been fed anything but oranges, some of them, since 10 o'clock this morning, so definitely that's still an issue. But the attorneys are getting in now, hopefully seeing people and trying to bust them out. Okay. So, any questions?
No, does anyone have any questions? No, thank you for...
very good update.
Thank you for the update.
All right.
And we're going to stay tuned to that and keep relaying what we can here. So, sorry if you're having problems getting through.
Yeah, no, not a problem so much getting through as definitely a problem trying to hear what you all are saying. It comes in really fuzzy.
Okay.
But if people want more information, we're going to try to do legal updates and keep them on the website. And if you do want to call the legal people to get information, please do it really sparingly because we're answering a lot of phone calls right now. And don't call the hotline number. Call the information number, which is 916-410-4087.
Let me repeat that. It was 410-4087.
410-4087.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks for all your work. And
thanks, the IMC folks.
All right, thanks a lot.
Take care.
All right, bye. Okay, so that's the news from the streets of Sacramento. We're going to take a small musical break and we'll jump back in. Or if Sierra is ready to continue with her poem, we could do that too.
Actually, why don't we go ahead and take a musical break and I'll try reading this later
in
its entirety. Sure. That way.
Sorry to interrupt that. But,
oh, no. I think that update was far more important.
We'll come back and get some more words from Sierra.